A big story over the past few days has been the cyber attack on the Colonial Pipeline, which is the largest refined products pipeline network in the country. Moves over 100 million gallons a day, and the company provides about 45% of the fuel used on the East Coast. So this is a huge deal. To help break down what happened, let me bring in Professor Fred Cade, director of the Center for Applied Cybersecurity Research at Indiana University's Law School. Professor Cade, thanks so much for taking a few minutes to talk to us about this latest major cyber attack. Can you explain how this attack seemed to have played out based on the information we have right now?
Yeah, I'll do my best. Let me say, right now, we know very little about the details of it. In other words, Colonial announced on Friday that it was shutting down its pipeline that supplies 45% of the East Coast oil and gas, that it was doing that because of a ransomware attack, although it's not clear whether they were shutting the system down in order to prevent the ransomware from getting into it. In other words, the ransomware may have gotten to their administrative systems, but not their operational systems, or whether the ransomware had actually shut them down, which would obviously be much worse. And they've said they're going to try to have the system largely restored by the end of this week, which suggests that whatever the problem is, it's pretty serious. They can't just, you know, turn off a computer and turn it back on to purge it of the ransomware.
Now, how did this ransomware get into the system in the first place? When you have a group like DarkSide using that kind of tactic, how did they go about doing it?
Okay, so again, we don't know in this specific case. Nobody said a word about it. I mean, the FBI confirmed yesterday they did think it was DarkSide. DarkSide is a very sophisticated attack group. I mean, just think of them as a criminal gang. They've got their own, you know, marketing arm, so we know a lot about what they say about themselves. But they've got a history of very successful attacks. Even before they were using ransomware, they were attacking ATM machines at banks, again, using malicious code to get those machines to spew out money. Now they seem to have moved into what we think of as sort of high-end ransomware. So not the ransomware that locks up a, you know, local business or a little city. We've seen a lot of that, but rather ransomware that goes after a big target. They work with an affiliate model that, you know, they basically rent or lease their ransomware system to so others can use it to attack. And DarkSide often collects as much as, you know, $2 or more million out of a single attack.
So basically, they find a way to take control of your system, and then they refuse to give you back control unless you pay whatever it is they're asking.
Exactly. And it's really, really sophisticated, because they both threaten to not give you control of your system. That's a kind of traditional ransomware approach. But they've added another prong to this attack, which sometimes they threaten to publish your data. So if you have information about your contracts or your employees or people you deal with, and you don't want to see that on the web, they've got you kind of both ways. And, you know, people have found that paying the ransom, despite what law enforcement advises, is often the better way out of this, rather than suffering the loss, for example, of having a pipeline shut down indefinitely.
I'm joined by Professor Fred Cade, director of the Center for Applied Cybersecurity Research at Indiana University's School of Law. How vulnerable are major parts of our infrastructure? Now, Colonial is a private company, but when you're supplying, you know, 45% of the gas to certain parts of the country, you're a huge player and you're a major part of our infrastructure on both the private side and the public side. How vulnerable are we to these kinds of attacks?
Yeah, that is the question. And of course, the answer is not not a happy one. In other words, we are incredibly vulnerable. And if you doubt it, just look around at all of the attacks we've seen, whether it's against Target or against Anthem, you know, one of the largest insurance companies. Look at attacks on utility companies. We've seen the power grid of Ukraine brought down. We've seen attacks in the U.S. on water treatment facilities. Increasingly, we are digitizing these systems. So systems that used to have physical levers that somebody had to go out and move now have digital switches connected to the internet. And once you connect them to the internet, they're all vulnerable. And, you know, even, you know, the NSA and the Office of Personnel Management get attacked successfully So if our very best security agencies can't keep out these attackers, what's the chance that a pipeline company is going to keep them out?
And final question for you real quick. Is there any way for Colonial to get their system back without paying the ransom, or they're likely going to have to pay up if they want to open up what I believe is their administrative side?
So it really just depends on the specific nature of the attack. If it really is just on their administrative side computers, they might have backups so that they could literally purge their computers, restore from tape backups or from cloud backups. It's a slow process. It doesn't work, quite as seamlessly as we would like, but that might help them get restarted. In some cases, for example, we saw a Saudi Aramco attack, and they just replaced 10,000 computers, literally just went out and bought new machines.
Professor Fred Kate, Director of the Center for Applied Cybersecurity Research at Indiana University's Law School. Professor Kate, thanks so much for your time and insight. We really appreciate it.
Pleasure. Thank you.